Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us for November's Spiritual Outreach Call. We are grateful to have Reverend Alfredo Hernandez, a deputy chaplain from our Southeast Florida area, who will be sharing a Catholic perspective on Thanksgiving. Father Hernandez is a priest of the Diocese of Palm Beach since his ordination 29 years ago. He is in his sixth year as rector and president of St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary in Boynton Beach, Florida, having served 14 years as pastor of St. Juliana Parish in West Palm Beach. He is currently president of the National Association of Catholic Theological Schools. In 2017, he was initiated as a deputy chaplain for the American Association of the Order of Malta, assisting in the Palm Beach area. A personal tidbit about his connection to the order is that Ambassador Oscar de Rojas, the order's retired permanent observer to the United Nations, is his first cousin. I know you all join me in welcoming Father Hernandez for this talk. Thank you.
Well, good morning to all, and it is good to be with you. And I just realized as I was hearing that I made a mistake in what I gave to Tiffany, and I guess I didn't fully edit that introduction, and I was actually ordained 34 years ago, almost 33 and a half, so I'm a little bit older than I made myself sound. Let's begin in prayer, and actually I'm going to take my prayer from one of the prefaces from the Mass, the fourth common preface, which has the priest speaking to God on behalf of the people. Although you have no need of our praise, yet our thanksgiving is itself your gift, since our praises add nothing to your greatness, but profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord. And Lord, we know that you do not need our praise, but it is your gift to us to be able to render you thanksgiving. And this day we give you thanks for all the blessings that you have given us. We give you thanks for the gift of faith, for the gifts of our families, for the gift of the church. And we ask that we might, in the Eucharist and in all that we do, be able to give thanks to you. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I am glad to be with you this day to speak about Thanksgiving. And you might say that I'm speaking about Thanksgiving, and it's very difficult when you're hearing someone on a phone call to hear when there is a capital letter and when there is not. But I'm speaking about Thanksgiving with a capital letter and without. Certainly about the Feast of Thanksgiving, that day that is so important to us in the United States. But also Thanksgiving, with a small letter, the meaning of giving thanks to God, which then links us to the greatest Thanksgiving of all, the Eucharist, which in fact means Thanksgiving. So here in the United States, we have an understanding of, we think about Thanksgiving Day and we have this vision of pilgrims and pumpkins and all this stuff that happened starting in 1621 at Plymouth Rock. I think it's important for us as Catholics, and maybe I have a particular sense of this because I am a Floridian who in fact, even though my family is from Cuba, some of my family was first in St. Augustine. Catholics were first. And we were first right here in Florida. So that sort of the story told, so I guess you could say I'm offering revisionist history, but it's revisionist history that I think we believe is accurate. 1621 was the first Thanksgiving at Plymouth Rock. In 1565, 56 years earlier, Father Francisco Lopez Mendoza celebrated Mass at St. Augustine. And as that community gathered there, in fact, there was, after the Mass, the perfect after Thanksgiving, there was a gathering with Native Americans, perhaps similar to what would happen 56 years later at Plymouth Rock. At this time, it would have been those first Catholics to land in what is now the United States. 6 years earlier, Father Pedro de Feria had been in Pensacola and certainly must have celebrated Mass there before those Spaniards left there. And way back in 1549, 72 years before Plymouth Rock, we have the landing of Spaniards at Tampa Bay, Father Luis de Cancer, who was martyred. But certainly he would have celebrated the Mass there. So I think for us to have that history of the Catholic origins of giving thanks, both thanking God for the blessings received and thanking God for safe landings, but also the thanking God in the Eucharist. I think that's just very, very important for us as Catholics to have clear in our mind. And so thinking about that, why do we give thanks? Why is it important to give thanks? As that preface with which I started says, God doesn't need our thanksgiving. He's giving us the gift of being able to look at what's going on in our lives and being able to recognize that nothing that we have comes from us. Nothing that we have is ours. It is all something received. Pope Benedict XVI in his encyclical letter, Deus in Caritate, speaks about, he used a word that was very difficult to explain. I remember when that document first came out, that everything is gratuitous. The gratuitousness of creation, even in the sense that it's all gift. Everything has been given to us as gift. And so when we give thanks, and think about this, moments in your lives when you really have been grateful, what's your attitude? How different is the attitude than when it's a matter of even when I'm saying, hey, I won this, with a sense of when we're focused on what we have done and when we focus on what we receive, what difference there can be then in our attitude, in our way of looking at God and looking at others? Do we look at the world as this pie that needs to be split up if it's split up in more pieces, it means that my piece is smaller? Or do we look at the world in the sense that God has given us so much, and how do we share better what he's given us? And I think that whole Catholic understanding of Thanksgiving, and I think it's good for us to think about as we prepare for Thanksgiving Day, is focused on that sense of how much we've received and how do we thank God for it. And then we move to an understanding of what it is that we then celebrate on Thanksgiving Day. It is important for us to look at it as a day where we are, in addition to giving thanks for the gifts that we have received personally, the gifts of our family, the gifts of our faith, certainly to have it be a day to look upon, to look at our country and thank God for the blessings we receive here, for the ways that the Lord has been at work in each of our lives. There's a preface, I mentioned that forthcoming preface. There is a preface for Thanksgiving Day. And in that preface, we pray, we thank God, again, as all the prefaces say, it is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Every preface starts with those words or very similar words. But then we pray on Thanksgiving Day, you have entrusted to us the great gift of freedom, a gift, again, that idea of gift. So if there's a gift, we have to give thanks, that calls forth responsibility and commitment to the truth that all have a fundamental dignity before you. And that's something that as we give thanks to God for that gift, there's always that sense of responsibility. How do we need to respond is always linked to the idea of gift. So how could we in our society, I think this is important for us in the Order of Malta, how do we respond to the gift of freedom? That gift that calls forth responsibility and commitment to the truth that all have a fundamental dignity before you. Certainly there are many ways in our society where there's a need to recognize that gift better. And there are ways that we need to, in terms of the dignity of the human life at the beginning, human life at the end, and the needs of those who in our society are not valued. I could go through a list that could start an argument at every, I could offer you examples of ways that people are not valued in our society that could start an argument at every Thanksgiving table everywhere in our land. But that's our duty, our responsibility, and our commitment, as that beautiful preface says. And then finally, Thanksgiving as being at the very center of our lives as Catholic Christians, the Thanksgiving that follows every one of the prefaces in the Roman Missal, the Thanksgiving of the Eucharist. And how it is that as we join ourselves to Jesus' perfect act of thanksgiving, his act of thanksgiving at the cross, his act of thanksgiving as he gives himself to the church, for the church, to the Father for the church, on our behalf on the cross. And how is it possible that Jesus on the cross could have had that attitude of perfect thanksgiving? It's because of his perfect communion with God the Father. And we're invited into his giving of himself at every Mass. And that's indeed why every preface starts with those words. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. And so I invite you really as we enter into this great month of November, as we celebrate this, certainly celebrate Thanksgiving on the fourth Thursday of this month, and as we think about how the Lord is at work in our lives, and as we gather to celebrate Mass, certainly that day is a beautiful thing to do, but really every day, and every Sunday, and even every day, just invite you to that sense of how important it is to understand the history of the church in our land, that we've been about giving thanks from the very beginning. We've been giving thanks here in this land, even decades before the landing of the pilgrims at Plymouth Rock, that we've been giving thanks in the celebration of the Eucharist, that we've been giving thanks as we've seen what the Lord does for us and in us and with us, the many gifts he has given us, that all is gift, and that we have given thanks as we have taken our role in our country. Just a final thought that sometimes it can seem that when the church speaks, we're somehow getting involved in politics. That can happen when we say things that the left doesn't want to hear, when we say things that the right doesn't want to hear. Remember those words of that preface of Thanksgiving Day. You have entrusted to us the great gift of freedom, a gift that calls forth responsibility and commitment to the truth that all have a fundamental dignity before you. May our celebration of Thanksgiving this year, our celebration of Thanksgiving on the fourth Thursday of November, our celebration of Thanksgiving and every Eucharist we celebrate, allow us to recognize the great gift that we have been given of freedom, and allow us to respond to that gift with responsibility and commitment. God bless all of you, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you, Father Hernandez, for your time and talent in contributing to this program and for all you do for our members and the association. Thanks to all who have joined the call. The recording will be posted to the website within the next several days. Our next and final call of the year is Wednesday, December 3rd at 11 a.m. Eastern. Monsignor Frank Caldwell's talk will be titled Christmas, A Marvelous Exchange. Please plan to join us. Thank you and have a blessed day.